T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
The state's coronavirus numbers continue to grow at a rapid rate. For the latest on the figures, we join WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Leitz, live and local, Dr. D.
Jason, Michigan is now reporting nearly 3,700 confirmed cases of coronavirus, 3,657 to be exact, and 92 deaths. The cases are up 801 from yesterday, while the death toll grew by 32. Detroit is the state's hot spot with 1,075 confirmed cases and 23 deaths. Wayne County, which is reported separately from Detroit, has 735 cases, 14 deaths. Oakland County has 824 cases, 26 deaths. And Macomb County reporting 404 positive cases with 14 deaths. Reporting live, Dr. Deanna Leitz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit is the hardest hit by COVID-19, and now other public officials have come down with the virus, including Detroit's chief. WWJ's John Hewitt is live and local with more. John.
Jackie, Mayor Duggan, wrapping up a news conference just moments ago, and that was the big item, even though the news conference was to talk about the drive-up testing site, which debuted today at the Old State Fairgrounds. More on that in a moment. But the mayor said that the chief did test positive and is now resting comfortably at home. Here was how he phrased it.
Chief James Craig this morning tested positive for COVID-19. It's something that we knew was a possibility. He is very fit. He's got mild symptoms, and he is very much in charge of running this department. I think I've talked to him 10 times today. But he's not going to be back on site until he fully recovers.
No time frame provided. Again, the chief is said to be resting comfortably at home. As for the drive-through testing, the mayor was talking about it being ramped up. They were hoping to do 100 today. He said it went extremely well. They were going to do 300 tomorrow. Now they're going to shoot for 400 tomorrow. And again, this is the process where people with written approvals as far as requests to be tested from a physician will make appointments, operated, of course, by Quicken Loans, and then drive over to the fairgrounds and literally not leave their vehicles. They'll show that they will have their paperwork in order and receive swabs and then drive off on their way. Test results expected to come back in 3 to 4 days. Again, this was day one. It will continue tomorrow. And then the hope is in the days ahead to ramp up. Quickly, Jackie and Jason, you talked about the coronavirus case numbers, 92 fatalities in Michigan, 3,657 cases. The chief mentioning as far, the mayor, I should say, mentioning as far as Detroit police, they now have 39 officers positive, 468 on quarantine, although more than 100 of those officers are expected back to duty sometime over the weekend. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
The president has invoked the Defense Production Act, which will force companies like General Motors to produce ventilators. President Trump said today's action will help ensure the quick production of ventilators that will save American lives, claiming General Motors was wasting time. Earlier, he had tweeted that General Motors must immediately open their abandoned Lordstown plant in Ohio. He also asked Ford to start making face masks.
Meantime, General Motors says it's going to begin the production of ventilators at its parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana.
GM working with Ventec Life Systems to build the ventilators at the Indiana plant, aiming to start shipping next month. GM says it's donating its resources at cost. They're also working with Ventec to increase production at a Ventec facility in Washington State. GM will also use its now-closed Warren Powertrain plant to produce up to 50,000 Level 1 surgical masks a day. Production begins next week. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The school year may be over for 1.5 million students across Michigan. Speaking live this morning on News Radio 950, Governor Whitmer says it's unlikely kids will go back because of the outbreak.
I think anyone who's watching what is happening globally with this pandemic knows it's probably very unlikely they're going to get back in school before the end of the year. I haven't made that call yet because I want to make sure we've got a plan to meet the needs of our kids, and that's what we are working on.
Yeah, the governor goes on to say this isn't something you develop overnight because there are unique needs that have to be met. The governor ordering schools closed 2 weeks ago. The governor's stay home, stay safe order running through April the 13th.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.